It is said what goes around comes around. When you help people in tough times, in their illnesses, in their funerals, in the times of difficulties and calamities, you will be helped too. But unfortunately, nowadays there are many seen in our society who neither share happiness nor sorrows. I'm just trying to draw your attention. Such people should deflect in case if they are inflicted in any problem or calamity, nobody will stand beside them. Because what goes around comes around. It's true, you reap what you sow. There are certain individuals who have this charisma. If they are not seen in a gathering, they are missed because of their helpful character and possessing quality of sharing people's happiness and sorrows. When they're not around, people miss them. And those who do not socialize with people, when they get ill, they complain that nobody comes to them. Oh dear, you did not go to anyone. Who will come to you? Who knows you're not well? It's your fault you did not socialize. First, you did not share people's happiness or sorrows. Why you're complaining now that nobody comes to you? Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, it is our moral duty to attend funeral prayers, to go and visit the sick. If someone is not feeling well and we know, we should go and see them. May Allah protect us from all sorts of diseases. But in case if you find out that somebody is suffering from cancer or any severe disease, you should go to such relatives or neighbors. Yes, dear Islamic brothers, we must take time out. We must manage and take some time out of our busy schedule to visit the sick in hospital or maybe to their house. We can manage that, can't we? May our life, our parents be sacrificed upon Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to go out of Medina in order to visit those that were sick. He alayhi salatu wasalam is the best role model for us. So shouldn't we do the same?